articles on the 100 that were arrested last week during the Beyond Extreme Energy. As many of your listeners probably know, after just a really challenging election week last week, now we're going to have climate denier in chief, Senator Inhofe, to head our Senate Environment Committee. We're tracking all the different stories around these different climate deniers, where their money comes from, who's funding them. We also provide some great comic relief. Today I posted this excellent John Oliver with Bill Nye talking about putting the climate change debate to rest once and for all. You know, there's just lots of different things. Most important thing, I think, is that people stay engaged on these issues and they share this information with their friends, their neighbors, their families. We have to get more people engaged.
That is exactly the point here, that 100 arrests is huge march across vast distances. The change of venue for the launch of this thing in Los Angeles, that alone, well, it did stir up a wee bit of interest in the LA Times, but this has gone largely unreported. What was the timing, the rationale of timing the march during the midterm elections? That I wondered about.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I've talked with a lot of the organizers. I don't know how much that was planned. Obviously, if you're going to march across the country and take 8 months to do it, you're going to need the warmer months of the year. but there's no question, you know, that they did it because they just don't know what's left to do. You know, that we, you know, clearly every continent and every country is being impacted by climate change today. We have obviously taken a huge step backward in this country as far as pushing forward policies on the local, state, and federal level to create resiliency against climate change, to lower carbon emissions, to invest in renewable energy. I'm in Ohio, and Ohio was the first state to freeze, to actually take a step backward on their renewable energy portfolio standard. We are going in the wrong direction, and these people wanted to march across the country in hopes that they could inspire more people and also to listen to the stories. They came to D.C. with incredible stories from the people all across our nation who are feeling the impact of climate change, and that was a big part of their week last week, not just direct action against FERC, but also to share the stories that they heard across the nation about how people all over are being impacted by global warming and climate change.
Stephanie, I cannot thank you enough for this. We are really delighted to have you as a guest on the show. That's a lot of information. And this story, because of the egregious, absurd amount of attention. All you have to do is pour a gigantic amount of money on something, anything. It doesn't matter. In this case, of course, the midterms. Drop a match on it, and the whole country pays attention to that. Whereas this is the real story. This is what has been going on. And while everybody was running around with their hair on fire about the midterm elections. Yes, it was awful, but it's awful now under Obama. Was probably going to do the Keystone XL anyway. And now, also, let's not forget the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We're going to have some terrifying trade deals also, which are going to destroy what's left of environmental protections and labor protection of the workers who create the obscene wealth that fires these atrocities such as this midterm charade that we just underwent. Think of the thousands of people walking thousands of miles, listening to thousands of, hearing from people, other people talk, the communication, the talk that this has engendered over the last 8 months has been incredible. Go to the EcoWatch website. You can find it all there. All you have to do is Google any one of these keywords and it'll come up, because you sure as hell aren't going to find it in mainstream media, I'll tell you that much. So, that said, more on the arrests related to the Great Watch's participants in the Great March for Climate Action ended in Washington, D.C. Yeah, after this, the huge trek across the country, they joined with other environmental groups and launched a week of action. This has all gone on while we've been doing what? Getting upset about the election. This is the nonviolent direct action began on Monday. 25 people were arrested. And more on all of this later. This has been Air Cascadia. Thor, Monday, November 10th, 2014. Kate Welch, engineer of the show. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Hunter. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to announce the opening of Convergence, an audio documentary and sonic artwork by our artist-in-residence, Tessie Word. The opening will be Friday, November 14th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Civilian Studios, 2210 North Lewis Avenue in Portland. Convergence examines the historical, environmental, and sociological ramifications of living in an imminent ecological disaster area, the tsunami zones of the Oregon coast near the mouth of the Columbia River. Through the use of phonographic recordings, radio transmissions, and original music, Convergence explores and interprets the cultural implications and the psychic terrain of daily life in the tsunami zone. Again, that's Convergence by KBOO Artist-in-Residence Tessie Word, opening Friday, November 14th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Civilian Studios, 2210 North Lewis Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987.